DW.
Singapore is constantly rebuilding and reinventing itself. It's a place where new structures spring up in the blink of an eye, from airport terminals and subway lines to city parks with man-made super trees and award-winning skyscrapers. At the same time, the city-state's population is growing. More than 5.5 million people now live here. With 7,916 inhabitants per square kilometre, Singapore has the second highest population density in the world. And because it's near the equator, the climate is hot and humid. For those who want to study cities of the future, it's the place to be, according to Professor Gerhard Schmidt.
Singapore is a fantastic place to study because the city is so dynamic and mobile.
Professor Schmidt works at the Future Cities Laboratory in Singapore. Its goal is to explore options for sustainable cities outside the European context, which could also one day be important for Europe.
Das betrifft alles, was zum Beispiel mit Klima zu tun hat.
That applies to everything that has to do with climate, for example. Southeast Asia has, of course, always been the world's fastest growing region. In a few years, Europe and North America will host less than 10% of the world's population. 80 to 90% will be living in the belt north and south of the equator, in the countless cities that are being built there.
This speedy development has opened up new opportunities for scientists. They can use it for research, to build cities of the future, and to find ways to improve urban living conditions.
You can see, just over the last 100, 200 years, how much was built, demolished, and rebuilt again. It's incredibly dynamic. And you can also clearly see the relationships between the financial flows, the stocks and flows of finance, and the city planning processes, and these stocks and flows of material. So, as the buildings come and go, so do the streets. They shift. We always think that what is built will stay there forever, but that is not the case at all. And that's what makes it a good place to study.
The saying, "What's done is done," certainly doesn't apply to Singapore. The Future Cities Lab can analyse what's been built here and recommend how development projects should be approached in the future.
Much of what we brought from the west or from the north to this city, to the equatorial region, to the tropics, didn't have a positive impact. If we simply import construction techniques without adapting them to include things like air conditioning, then the results won't be good, especially in terms of conserving energy and being aware of CO2 emissions.
The colonial rulers from Great Britain and the Netherlands almost perished in the heat when they tried to bring pieces of their European homes with them to Southeast Asia, architecture that was suited to a different climate. Now researchers are studying how old houses in the tropics were constructed to allow for better airflow. They hope to apply their findings to the cities of the future.
For jede future city in diesen.
This is for every future city in this part of the world, the tropics and subtropics, and also eventually all across Europe and the northern and the southern regions of the world. Because the combination of climate change and the effects of the urban heat island is something that can clearly be studied and felt here. But at the same time, we are seeing the effects getting stronger in Europe as well. So it'll be possible for us to apply knowledge from here to Europe.
From green buildings to alternative building materials, autonomous vehicles, and even a virtual reality program which tests the flow of traffic, researchers at the Future Cities Laboratory have a lot to keep themselves busy.
DW.